Alligator Blood lets down now. Catalyst is sticking with him, and they were followed by Chenier. Alligator Blood at the 200 metres, about a neck in front. Catalyst on the outside is sticking with him. Alligator Blood at the 100. Catalyst digs in. They're stride for stride. Alligator Blood and Catalyst. Alligator Blood just in front and just won. Alligator Blood has beaten Catalyst. Bring on the guineas. Chenier third.
Oh, bring on the guineas indeed, and hopefully the All-Star Mile as well. It was a great battle up the straight, head and head, as Matty Hill called it, and Alligator Blood, he does not know how to let any other horse past him, taking his record now to 10 starts for 9 wins, and that short half-head second in the guineas behind Super Seth. He is a winner. And so is his jockey, Ryan Maloney, who joins us on Racing Pulse this morning. Congratulations, Ryan, on another epic performance on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Couldn't have gone a script any better, to be honest. It's probably my highlight of my career, to be honest.
Well, I was going to say, it was only a Group 3, but the build-up, the pressure, the intensity, and the way the race panned out, how did you rate that, the number one moment you've had?
Like you said, just the build-up. Obviously, Catalyst. It's probably a little bit hard to get a form, like a guide on the form line to what he's been beating in New Zealand. But just in the manner he'd been doing it, and the times he'd been running, anybody could tell you that he's a serious horse. And I knew it was going to be a really good challenge for him. And it certainly turned out like that.
Did you expect to see him sitting right on your outside with J-Mac eyeballing you?
Just going through his replays, he can be a bit tardy away, but there's basically no pressure after the Sydney horse come out. If anything, I thought maybe Dallasam might have pushed up, but once I went 100 metres, I turned to James McDonald and I said, we've got ourselves a match race.
And, you actually said that?
Yeah. Little did we know that that's how it certainly turned out.
Did J-Mac respond?
Oh, he half laughed, I think, yeah.
What was your feeling coming into the straight? Because watching the race, to the naked eye, it looked like Catalyst was going better.
Yeah, he sort of put the... To be honest, I thought we went like a steady enough tempo, but there's one thing about my bloke, he can run time and just feel like he's doing it so easily. And then watching the replay and the times he was running, I was going, geez, he didn't even feel like he was going that quick. But the times they ran, and James sort of, he put it to me sort of just before the corner. And to be honest, at the 200, I thought Catalyst had me. But that's the great thing about him is he loves being a racehorse and he just wants to win. And he did a Jeff Thorne, he picked himself off the canvas, and the last 20 metres I felt that he's actually pulling away from Catalyst. So it was a Group 3 race, but certainly I don't think anyone would argue with me that it was a Group 1 performance.
Well, that's the first time he's really been in a dogfight, isn't it? Because when Super Seth beat him, he got him late, out wide.
Yeah, exactly. He never seen. I saw Super Seth out of the corner of my eye, but he never seen him, and Had he been like Catalyst, been up alongside him, I'm sure it would have been a different story.
Could you feel him lift, that will to win?
Yeah. It's just, like I said, that I think that was the most, the biggest thrill I got out of it. Is not only does he have the ability, but he's got the will to win, and you can't, something that you can't sort of train into him. There's something installed in them. They're either winners or they're not. And he certainly is.
He's a remarkable horse, not just for what he's been able to do on the track in his record, 9 wins and a short up-head second from 10 starts, but his constitution, like what happened at the Gold Coast, the build-up, the heat, the mishap, being kept on the highway for so long, for him to come back and return, were there any little question marks or any concerns for you heading into Saturday about how he would have come through that whole ordeal?
To be honest, that's why David's such a master trainer. He spends so much time with him, and I'm sure if he would have shown any signs, he wouldn't have pushed forward. But I trialled him at the Sunny Coast, and I just couldn't believe, if anything, he improved from the guineas, and I just, it's remarkable. But I think he's that type of horse. I think he just thrives on being a racehorse. He doesn't have to have long spells and long breaks. But I actually spent the whole week with him, and I couldn't be more happier, going into Saturday. So whatever concerns I had quickly diminished after Sunny Coast, and quickly diminished again on during the week.
So you think he's still improving, do you?
Yeah, I think he's just, like I said, thrives on being a racehorse. He's just certainly the probably the best, he's the best horse I've had to deal with. So, and I've been lucky enough to deal with a few of them, but he's I probably spend a lot more time with his work preparation than a few of the others, and just his mannerisms. He just, like I said, thrives on being a racehorse.
Have you got a message for the Kiwis heading into the Guineas?
Bring it on.
Well, we can't wait. It's arguably going to be the contest of what is going to be a phenomenal autumn. Well done on Saturday. It's 1-0 as we stand, Alligator Blood over Catalyst, but the return bouts are going to be mouthwatering. Well done on the weekend, Ryan.
No, it's Michael. Cheers, mate.
Ryan Maloney there, jockey of Alligator Blood.